Now, he gives the explanation here in verses 13 through 20. And let me just run over it since we've been over this ground before, and we'll come to it again, by the way, in the Gospel of Luke. The sower is the Son of Man, and the seed is the Word of God, and the birds by the wayside are Satan. Matthew told us that. And the stony ground hearers are those who let affliction and persecution turn them from God. That's the flesh. Oh, how many people today are letting the flesh keep them from God? Then there's the thorny ground hearers are those who let the cares of the world distract them. That's the world. So many people today are letting the world shut them out from God. And then the good ground hearers are those who are converted genuinely by the Word, and they bring forth only percentages of fruit. Only one-third bring forth a hundredfold. Now you have here, that's a parable of action, you see. Even when Mark records parables there, the parables of action that the Lord Jesus gave. Then you have the parable of the cattle here. And believe me, you're dealing with action when you're dealing with light. And he said unto them, as a cattle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed, and not to be set on a candlestick. That's verse 21. For there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested, neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad. Now, what we have here is this parable of the cattle, and it's of action. Light creates responsibility. Man must act who receives the truth, and we are held responsible to the degree that we've had light given us. The point is, you and I are in darkness until now. And we get the impression today that man is a sinner because of the fact of his weakness, or he's a sinner because of the fact of his ignorance. No, Paul says in Romans very candidly that man, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Man is a willful sinner. He's a willful sinner. That's the kind of sinners all of us are. And the light that comes in will create a responsibility. And I'm confident that there will be different degrees of punishment, but doesn't change the status of an individual. We're lost before the light comes in, and if we don't accept it, we're lost afterward. We're lost. That's our condition. That is, if we do not accept it. Now, if any man have ears to hear, let him hear. This is action. God demands action on your part. And faith, you see, is action. It's acting upon what God has said. How important that is today. By the way, that illustration I use, you know, we could still be sitting down there in the airport in Miami, Florida, if we had said, well, we got a ticket and we've come this far, but we're not sure about the plane and we're going to sit right here. We'd still be sitting there. You have to act on the fact that here you've got a ticket. You have to believe that that plane's going to carry you where you're going. We got on it, and it did. And I must say, I get on a plane to this day with a lot of fear and trepidation. But I get on. Faith demands action, friends, and that kind of action. That's what it means to believe.